I come before you to seek your consideration for Senate Bill 616. 616 creates the Every Child Can Learn Act. And this bill addresses six areas of education law. And if I can run them down quickly, I will. The first one is the turnaround school option for unaccredited school districts. The second one is individual school building accreditation. And the third one makes changes to the student transfer laws, reading intervention and personal learning plan for students, as well as student promotion. And the fifth one is teacher employment slash teacher termination. And the last one, the last piece of this provision would be creating the A to F ratings. Now the first one deals with the turnaround school option for unaccredited school districts. So what happens is this here. When an unaccredited school, when a district is unaccredited within the St. Louis or Kansas City area, the school board of the district in which the school is located must implement a turnaround option. And we have one of three models that would go into implementation. And the first one is the restart model. And basically, the restart model, the district must convert the school or close it, close the school. And with that, the school then creates an educational management organization to oversee the school. The school also allows for those students to return, and students that are not a part of that particular school, they have the option to come to that school. And then we have the transformational model. The transformational model, basically the district would implement new instructional strategies, implement new evaluations and assessment systems, use a job embodiment professional development, and identify and reward teachers that's performing well, that's actually bringing students up to the level in which they need to be on. And the last one would be the turnaround. The turnaround basically allows for the district must implement a new governance, and instructional strategy must be put in place. And it would also allow for that particular school to get rid of the principal or the teachers. So that's the turnaround model that's in 616. And I don't think that, with the option of Senator Nadal, I think that is also in her bill as well. We also have the unaccredited school buildings, accrediting the school buildings. Now, I know that in many of the bills that you all have already heard, that particular provision is in that bill. I do have for the committee all of the different provisions laid out. And if someone can pass this out for the committee, I would greatly appreciate it. But the individual school buildings, basically, I think would allow for the monies to stay within the district if we're able to accredit the school buildings versus the overall district, okay? And then the third provision, we have the student transfer. Again, that student transfer is similar to many of the bills that you've already heard, okay, that particular provision. But what is different from all of the bills that you've heard thus far is the reading instructional and a personal learning plan and the student retention. So what happens is this here. Beginning January the 1st, 2015, all public schools in the city of St. Louis must use a responsive to intervention tier approach to reading instruction for students who are struggling readers. We have many children throughout the St. Louis area, as well as the Kansas City area, and many other school districts that are reading below grade level. And what's happening, you see a lot of those kids being passed on. Even though they are not proficient in areas of reading, they just pass those kids on by way of social promotion. I say to the tune of over 63 or 60-some percent of the kids that are below proficiency in the areas of math and science, they go on to the next grade. So what would happen here, the reading level of a student in kindergarten through 10th grade must be assessed at the beginning and the middle of the school year. Students whose scores below the benchmark must be provided with intensive systematic reading instructions, okay? And beginning in January the 1st, 2015, each public school in the St. Louis area must prepare a personalized learning plan for kids that are moving on from the kindergarten to the first grade, who most recent school-wide reading assessment scores show that they're reading below grade level. So many of those students would have the opportunity to have a personal learning plan established for the purpose of getting them to the next level in which they need to be on when it comes to a reading proficiency. The second provision of this bill basically allows for the St. Louis Board, the St. Louis Board of us of Education, to terminate teachers if they are in an unaccredited school district. Now, I know that's going to be a little controversial here, but I do believe that what we see happening too often, we have teachers. Let's say you have a teacher that's teaching fifth grade. And every single year, the students that come out of that class, they're below proficiency in the areas of math, science, reading comprehension, communication arts. I mean, every year, approximately 60% of those kids are below proficiency in every grade, in every subject matter. So if that's the case, then we need to begin to look at what's happening with how that teacher's teaching. And if the teacher is not teaching that child in the way in which he or she needs to be teaching them, then we need to do something. We need to take extreme measures. And I think that there's nothing wrong with getting rid of a teacher if kids, each year, over 60% of those kids are coming out and they cannot read or write or perform math. Okay? And then last but not least, we have the letter grades, A to F ratings. DESE must develop an A to F letter grade system for public schools based on performance. Now, with that, this letter grade complements the accreditation of the buildings, because I think that at the end of the day, when you have people that want to move in the city of St. Louis, they can then look at the school buildings and look at the grades that's attached to the school buildings before they make their decision as to if they want their child to go to that particular school. So that's what I think the letter grade would go well with accrediting the school buildings. With that, I'm open to take any questions. But before I take any questions, let me just say this here. What's not in this bill and what I am adamantly opposed to is the achievement district. I'm totally opposed to the achievement district. I think that what we're doing is putting our kids in a ghetto district. And a lot of our students, they have a really rough time with their self-esteem right now. And if you take a kid and you put them in an achievement district, and that achievement district is really a failing district, they're going to be labeled. And I think that would really destroy the children's self-esteem to place them into an achievement district that's a failing district. So I am adamantly opposed to that, and that's what's not in this bill.